76. Talk at Unity Feast, outdoors. 29th June 1912. West Englewood, New Jersey. Notes by Esther Foster. This is a delightful gathering. You have come here with sincere intentions, and the purpose of all present is the attainment of the virtues of God. The motive is attraction to the divine kingdom. Since the desire of all is unity and agreement, it is certain that this meeting will be productive of great results. It will be the cause of attracting a new bounty, for we are turning to the kingdom of Abha, seeking the infinite bestowals of the Lord. This is a new day, and this hour is a new hour in which we have come together. Surely the Sun of Reality, with its full effulgence, will illumine us, and the darkness of disagreements will disappear. The utmost love and unity will result. The favors of God will encompass us. The pathway of the kingdom will be made easy. Like candles, these souls will become ignited and made radiant through the lights of supreme guidance. Such gatherings as this have no equal or likeness in the world of mankind, where people are drawn together by physical motives or in furtherance of material interests. For this meeting is a prototype of that inner and complete spiritual association in the eternal world of being. True Baha'i meetings are the mirrors of the kingdom wherein images of the supreme concourse are reflected. In them, the lights of the most great guidance are visible. They voice the summons of the heavenly kingdom and echo the call of the angelic hosts to every listening ear. The efficacy of such meetings as these is permanent throughout the ages. This assembly has a name and significance which will last forever. Hundreds of thousands of meetings shall be held to commemorate this occasion, and the very words I speak to you today shall be repeated in them for ages to come. Therefore be ye rejoiced, for ye are sheltered beneath the providence of God. Be happy and joyous, because the bestowals of God are intended for you, and the life of the Holy Spirit is breathing upon you. Rejoice, for the heavenly table is prepared for you. Rejoice, for the angels of heaven are your assistants and helpers. Rejoice, for the glance of the Blessed Beauty Baha'u'llah is directed upon you. Rejoice, for Baha'u'llah is your protector. Rejoice, for the everlasting glory is destined for you. Rejoice, for the eternal life is awaiting you. How many blessed souls have longed for this radiant century, their utmost hopes and desires centered upon the happiness and joy of one such day as this. Many the nights they passed sleepless and lamenting until the very morn in longing anticipation of this age, yearning to realize even an hour of this time. God has favored you in this century and has specialized you for the realization of its blessings. Therefore, you must praise and thank God with heart and soul in appreciation of this great opportunity and the attainment of this infinite bestowal, that such doors have been opened before your faces, that such abundance is pouring down from the cloud of mercy, and that these refreshing breezes from the paradise of Abha are resuscitating you. You must become of one heart, one spirit, and one susceptibility. May you become as the waves of one sea, stars of the same heaven, fruits adorning the same tree, roses of one garden, in order that through you the oneness of humanity may establish its temple in the world of mankind. For you are the ones who are called to uplift the cause of unity among the nations of the earth. First, you must become united and agreed among yourselves. You must be exceeding kind and loving toward each other, willing to forfeit life in the pathway of another's happiness. You must be ready to sacrifice your possessions in another's behalf. The rich among you must show compassion toward the poor, and the well-to-do must look after those in distress. In Persia, the friends offer their lives for each other, striving to assist and advance the interests and welfare of all the rest. They live in a perfect state of unity and agreement. Like the Persian friends, you must be perfectly agreed and united to the extent and limit of sacrificing life. Your utmost desire must be to confer happiness upon each other. Each one must be the servant of the other, thoughtful of their comfort and welfare. In the path of God, one must forget himself entirely. He must not consider his own pleasure, but seek the pleasure of others. He must not desire glory nor gifts of bounty for himself, but seek these gifts and blessings for his brothers and sisters. It is my hope that you may become like this, that you may attain to the supreme bestowal and be imbued with such spiritual qualities as to forget yourselves entirely, and with heart and soul offer yourselves as sacrifices for the blessed perfection. You should have neither will nor desire of your own, but seek everything for the beloved of God, and live together in complete love and fellowship. May the favours of Baha'u'llah surround you from all directions. This is the greatest bestowal and supreme bounty. These are the infinite favours of God.